Okay, but after normal school, though, you did get a stint teaching in Burnaby for a short time.
Yes, yeah. Then I remember so clearly going into teaching or into normal school, and I guess I was, I don't know what the word is, but I had no qualms about calling up this person or that person and so on. And so once again, dear Mr. Brown, he said, yeah, you come to Burnaby and we'll, you know, right into Burnaby or Gilmore Avenue school in the north. And he said, and by the way, we want to start a film library and that kind of thing. And so it really didn't come about that much because there wasn't the money, but I was involved in some of that kind of thing back in those days, films and film strips, things that you don't even see anymore, mm-hmm. and pictures and whatnot.
Do you remember how you photocopied? If you didn't use that term, I'm sure how you made copies of papers.
On what's the material? Oh.
Gestetner?
No, before Gestetner's.
You mean the
gelatin pads. Gelatin. Thank you.
Especially teaching on the island in a two-room school. I hate the stuff.
I can't imagine making copies on gelatin pads.
Oh, I mean, you lay it down, you take it and lay it down, get your original and peel it off so slowly. And then at Gilmore, we had a new machine. Oh, this was fantastic. And it was run by alcohol, alcohol-based. And spirit. I can always, kind of a spirit duplicator.
Yeah.
And I can always remember I had a test or something, a test, and I ran it off and then took it in and used it. And I can still hear the kids, alcohol. Ooh. But, I mean, this was, long before photocopiers mm-hmm. and all that kind of mm-hmm. thing. Yeah, and mm-hmm. So
when you began teaching in Burnaby, you're there about how long? Is the year?
Oh, just a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Do you think you taught the way your teachers taught you when you were younger?
I probably to a degree, because everybody was in, disciplined. And, unfortunately, when I look back at it, the strap was there. In normal school, we actually had a class in how to strap.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There were laws about it.
Well, and proper protocol.
Well, not only that, but for example, keep your hand here because you never want to strap on the veins.
Okay.
And only on the hands. And the strap had to be a certain size. And, I'm not going into all that. I mean, it's pretty gory by today's.
And I made a mistake hitting my thumb once, only time it came to strap.
And you always had a witness. And, you signed the book and so on. And discipline was there. We didn't have groupings like they do now. We always you never faced a class without a tie and proper shirt and your coat, even though it was hot outside, you still had your jacket on and a proper suit. And the women, I think you were all...
And the girls all wore dresses.
And the girls all wore dresses and skirts. And everybody was, that way. Hair was, cut short properly, all that kind of thing. There was a discipline. And I know, the principal was the principal. And you didn't argue with the principal. I'm talking now as a teacher, necessarily. Mm-hmm. You had staff meetings. And once again, I can remember Burnaby South. I was not a teacher at Burnaby South, but around the staff meeting, Mr. McDonald, they used the classroom, and he was at the teacher's desk, and he was standing up talking, and the teachers were there almost like students in that sense. Mm. So there was collegiality, but... there was respect.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is respect, but it's in a different way.
But the formal distinction between the role of the principal and the role of the teacher is
very clear. I felt it was very clear. Yeah, and there was a tradition in Burnaby too. People, for example, C.G. Brown came to Burnaby back in the First War, and he was principal of Burnaby South until, you know, 1936, when MacDonald took over. He was the youngest principal in the province at the time in 1936, and he was principal for 30 years. Well, you'll never, till 66 when he retired. You'll never find a principal now that's in the same job like that. And MacDonald also graduated from Burnaby South. So, you know, some might say, you know, it's a very narrow thing. Well, you could argue one way or another, but that was the way it was done. Mm-hmm. And there was a, I wouldn't say an old boys group, that's not maybe quite fair, but, you know, it just went that way.
Yeah. At that time, what was the Vancouver attitude towards Burnaby?
Well, it was way off over there. You know,
well, actually, if you could get a job in Vancouver, you really hit it. Burnaby was down the line a little bit. I mean,
you mean to talk about teaching?
Yes, teaching. It was, well, it wasn't, it was a bit of the poor sister,
well,
you might say.
Well,
in
of course,
a way.
There's a lot of people just. Yeah. Wanted to stay in Vancouver, or their parents wanted them to stay in Vancouver.
And let's face it, Burnaby was pretty rural, and it was serviced very well as by the Central Park line, of course, not so well by the Burnaby Lake line and that, but it was very rural. Yes, there were lots of farms and so on, but my grandmother had built a house on Rumble, right near Sussex, and it was very nice and so on. You know, it was all gravel, of course, in those days. But it was, you know, well, oh, you only live in Burnaby, you know, and if you could make it into Vancouver, that was better. Mm-hmm. And Burnaby.
I think maybe they paid better that
thing. Oh, well, yes, because at that time there were two scales, one for men and one for women. Mm-hmm. Separate that they didn't have the single salary scale, and of course, yeah, Vancouver did pay much better than Burnaby. And I know at times we used to hear that, well, we've lost so-and-so, they've gone to Vancouver.
Nelson Avenue was a nice place to work, but we were going to this PTA meeting and you decided to come with me, and we didn't have a car. So Kay Collins, who was the primary supervisor, was driving us home. And she was saying, you'll be back next year. And I said, oh, no, I'm a married woman. And I can't remember what else. Oh, yes, and then she started telling about her career of adventure when she was younger, surveying the Northwest, the territories of Northern Canada, flying her own twin-engine plane by herself to survey all this country. And she talked about having to lay somebody, not renewing a young girl's teaching certificate, because her mother was clinging to this girl, and she said, I've got to not renew it and tell her she's got to get away from home, or she's never going to be anything but just a drag around. So I thought, And one thing my mother said too. So we went home that night and applied for a job in the Peace River. I went north that next year.
So after that stint, the two of you basically moved out of Burnaby and
carried on your careers
elsewhere.
Yeah. Our 3 months at Patterson was up, and we went to summer school, and then we drove up north to Dawson Creek.
I went into the Department of Education.
When you came
I spent some time back in Burnaby trying out a few things, I guess, and experimenting, because at that time Jim Pollock, who was the director of visual education, I was his assistant, wanted me to, I guess, try out a few, because we had the film library for the whole province, and that was a whole separate story.
And maybe we can get into that on another occasion.
But he's been in education all his life, and one administration more than anything.
Very good.
So.
Yeah. Well, Norman, Kathleen, thanks very much for coming by. That was excellent. Thanks.
Well,
again.
It was our pleasure.